Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get right into this. Last night, viewed as a big game, right? Touted as, oh, the Lakers and the Suns.
It's a measuring stick. It's a measuring stick. And guess what? Somebody came up with 3 inches. I want you to know.
Oh, here we go. Lillian!
You're fired.
Hey, it was a rematch of the first round matchup last year, Rob. And hey, some people could say, Rob G probably been telling himself, if AD didn't get hurt, it would have been a different story altogether. Lakers would have beaten the Suns. Well, last night they went at it. They got it on because they don't get along. And the Suns, Rob, we talked about it, stunningly, in the Staples Center, 7-point favorites. And that wasn't enough. Because they blasted the Lakers. Absolutely destroyed the Los Angeles Lakers. Tore them apart in the third quarter. It was close for a half, and that was about it. But the final score, 118-90. LeBron did his thing with 34 points, but other than that, it wasn't much for the Lakers to cheer about. So after the game, LeBron was asked about assessing the Lakers. They're 32 games in. They're 16-16. They're the seventh seed in the West. And here's what he said.
You don't know. We have no idea what this team can be of. And when you have, you know, Trev, who was his first, just the second game back, no K-None. I missed a bunch of games. Now AD's out. A bunch of guys in protocol. Our head coach is out. So how can we really fully assess what we have, you know, when we haven't been whole? I can't remember the last time, you know, we, you know, played the same starting lineup. I had the same rotation coming off the bench. It's been a long time. So it's hard to assess that.
All right, Rob. Your thoughts? Poppycock, Boulder Dash, nonsense, LeBron, stop it. Laker fans, stop it. Stop making excuses. Nobody's saying that you're fully whole or you should be leading the Western Conference with a win total. We get that. But having shooting 1-for-18 in the second half from three, Chris, has nothing to do with that. Those are NBA players.
Well, he wasn't asked that.
No, I'm talking about
last night.
No, but I'm talking about trying to say that they can't tell what kind of team they have. Yes, this is the team that we thought. Older guys, injuries, too top heavy, a lot of guys who you can't count on night in, night out. Do you really need to be whole to lose to OKC twice in 2 weeks when they've won 6 games all year, twice against you? You got Westbrook, you got LeBron, you have AD. Any combination of those two guys should have them winning more games than they have, Chris. And I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to give them an excuse that they can't assess this team and they have no idea. No, you are who we thought you were. We first guessed this, that Russ wouldn't fit, that the team was too top-heavy, that there was a chance we're going to have injuries. AD hasn't been able to stay healthy his whole career except for the year in the bubble. LeBron's been hurt 3 of the last 4 years in LA. Carmelo's old. One day he hits 9 threes. The next game he goes 0-for-9 from 3. That's what happens when you're older. You can't do the same thing night in and night out. That's why he's not starting. If he can make 9 threes, he'd be in the starting lineup. So this whole notion that this is the reason they've been awful, I'm not buying it. And the turnovers and the missed threes. The only reason, think about this. The Suns shot 3-for-22 in the first half, Chris. 3-for-22. And led at the half by 2 points. How in the hell did they lead when they shot 3-for-22 from three? They led 54-52. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, look, you know, we both first guessed that this was, as soon as we heard the rumors that Russell Westbrook was coming to the Lakers or might be coming to the Lakers, we both, and we were, I mean, come on. Like I said, I've talked to a few people in the league that thought it might work, but the overwhelming majority of basketball observers, insiders, whatever you want to call them, were like, what? Like, that, it's not a fit. You don't just go get talent without any regard for how it's going to fit. So we're in sync there, Rob, you and I, that Russ wasn't a good fit.
But it was a first guess, here's, right?
Exactly. It wasn't even a guess. It's just obvious. He's not a fit. But what LeBron James said, Rob, in that quote that we just played, was right on the money. It was accurate. I mean, there's a difference between an excuse and an explanation. You know, if I got a broken leg and I'm laying up in my bed with a broken leg and a fever to boot, and my wife comes home from work and is like, did you cook me dinner? I'm like, no, I'm bedridden. I got a broken leg and I got a fever. Plus, I'm a man and I don't cook. No, I'm just playing.
What? Lillian!
But no, I got a broken leg and I got a fever. No, I didn't cook. Now, is that an excuse or is that an explanation? It's an explanation. And LeBron is right. The season has been so disjointed. He's missed a third of the season. AD is now out. Some of their players haven't played virtually at all. So all that's true. But here's the problem, Rob. It's not with what LeBron said. It's with the state of the Lakers. This is who they are. they going to be disjointed. When you're old, to your point, that's what happens. We can't even count on LeBron. LeBron has missed 70 games, Rob, since he joined the Lakers 3+ seasons ago. Not even 3.5 seasons ago, 3+ seasons ago. He's missed 70 games. Guess how many games LeBron missed in his first 15 years in the NBA?
60.
71.
Yep.
So he's in 3.5 years, he's missed the same amount of games he missed in 15. That's eight. That's not a blip. That's a trend.
Right.
Anthony Davis, you said, never played more than 75 games. It only did that twice. Missed half of last season. In the offseason, we hear, he's upset. He's going to work his tail off. He's coming back. He's going to bounce back year. And he's hurt again. Out for a month to 6 weeks, whatever
and
it is.
The one year Chris wasn't hurt was when they didn't play for 4 months.
Right.
And they were in the bubble. That's the only year he wasn't hurt.
Very, very true. And Westbrook is just Westbrook. All right. So, and like you said, even a lot of other players are old. This is who they, like, Rob, it's hard to fathom. The Lakers having like a 2.5 month stretch before the playoffs where it's just smooth sailing, right? Everybody, LeBron's available, AD's available, Russ, and they just cook it and everything's smooth. It's hard to see that coming when you're old. And so that's where I'm in agreement with you is that that's the problem. The Lakers, this is going to be a mainstay for them. It's not like we're young and so-and-so just had a fluke injury. Is anybody really surprised that AD is out for a month?
Come on. No, you shouldn't be.
Are you shocked that LeBron already has missed like 12 games? I mean, it's age. It just is what it is. So, look, Rob, I do think I was asked on Undisputed this morning, can you see them winning a playoff round? One round. And I said, absolutely. What they got to do is not finish in the 7th or 8th seed and play Golden State or Phoenix. And is that too much to ask? Is it too much to ask you to outplay Ja Morant and a bunch of role players? Jokic and a bunch of role players because Jamal Murray's out and, you know, Michael Porter Jr.'s out. Too much to ask you to outplay Luka Doncic, who's hurt himself in and out. And a bunch of role players? No. I don't think you want to finish 6th either and face Utah. But, Rob, you don't tell me you don't think they could beat a Dallas, a Denver, a Memphis, a Portland, whoever they might face in the first round, as long as it's not Golden State or the Suns.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Yesterday, after the Rams' victory over the Seahawks, Sean McVay was asked. He didn't bring it up himself. He was asked if Cooper Kupp, his wide receiver, should be in the MVP race, because Cooper Kupp is well on his way to winning the wide receiver triple crown. And Rob, you're big on triple crowns. You somehow we're even going to give it to Vlad Guerrero Jr., the MVP.
I wasn't the only one.
If he had a triple crown.
I wasn't the only one.
I don't care. Triple crown, quadruple crown. That's actually what Shohei got, the quadruple crown for pitching and hitting. But anyway, Cooper Kupp leads the NFL in catches, 122, 20 more than the second place receiver. Leads it in yards, almost 300 more than the second-place receiver, with 1,625. And touchdown receptions, 14. That's three more than the receiver in second place. He was asked, should he be the MVP? Here's what Sean McVay said.
He has an idea of how well he's playing, but he is truly one of the most humble, special players I've ever been around. And he doesn't need all the accolades. I mean, I think it's great he gets his first Pro Bowl recognition. I don't know how he's not going to be a first-team All-Pro player. I think he's a legitimate candidate for a lot of awards, but he is about our team. You know, he's interested in leading the right way, making the plays that, that are instrumental and vital to the outcomes of really our team's success.
Well, to McVay's credit, Rob,
he didn't say yes.
He didn't. Yeah, right. And he didn't even use the term MVP.
Right.
Right. Think about that. He didn't even use that term. And I'll just say this. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around a receiver being the MVP. I mean, and even though I was looking at an article today, Rob, by Bucky Brooks. It was an old article for NFL Network or NFL.com. Well, maybe, but it was his subjective point of view, right? But he was listing the most important positions in the sport. Obviously, quarterback was number one. Pass rusher, designated left tackle was three. I think pass rusher was two. But receiver was five. Ahead of running back, and obviously it's more important than a running back at this day and age, the way that they
play the game, right?
So it's an important position, but no receiver has ever won the award. And Rob, here's why I think I don't feel like you can have a receiver as the MVP, or just it's just hard to fathom. Because I think, look, every offensive position is dependent. Defensive positions, of course, somewhat dependent, but for the most part, you got to do your job, right? If I'm a cornerback, I got to ball. No matter what everybody else is doing. And You can't stop me from balling. If I'm a linebacker, so on and so forth, pass rusher. On offense, virtually all the positions are dependent, certainly the skill positions, including quarterback. But, Rob, I think I'd say wide receiver is the most dependent position in the sport.
Well, 100%. And here's the problem with a wide receiver being the MVP. He's not throwing himself the football. So if his numbers are crazy, Chris, how about the guy throwing him the ball?
Quarterback's going
to
be crazy.
So not only does he have good numbers with him, he's throwing the ball to the running backs, right, out of the backfield. He's throwing to other receivers. Right. He has other touchdowns with other guys. It doesn't even make sense. It just can't. Then you have to say Matthew Stafford's the MVP, Chris, right?
Right, because he's not only hitting Cup, he was hitting Woods, he's hitting Van Jefferson, now he's hitting OBJ.
OBJ, right. So that's why it's hard for, and it doesn't mean that Cooper Kupp's not having a great season.
He's having a fantastic season.
But Chris, here's the other part that I'm going to push back on in this new NFL. When they tell me, well, it's the fourth most TDs by a wide receiver, those other guys on the list, they didn't throw the ball every down.
Right.
They didn't throw the ball with the regularity and the abundance that they throw the football now.
Nor, Rob, I don't want to, before you go on, nor did they have the favorable rules that you have today.
Exactly.
The quarterback could get clocked. The receiver could get clocked.
100%. And all the kid gloves are on, Chris.
Right.
Receivers know, and so do the quarterbacks. They take advantage of it. And I don't think that you could look at that and say to yourself, Cooper Kupp's the best player in the league. Or the MVP of the league. As well as he's played, which he has, but the numbers are inflated. We talk about it every day. Every time some middle-of-the-road quarterback passes an NFL icon quarterback, Chris, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, exactly.
And
no way to compare. And it goes, obviously, if it's happening to quarterbacks, it's going to happen to receivers.
Same thing with wide receivers. Right. Exactly. So that's why the numbers are inflated.
Numbers are great. I mean, this is not to belittle what
we're
he's
not.
Doing. Because, Rob, I just said it. I mean, all these receivers today are playing in this age of, you know, just throwing the ball all over the place. And he's still way ahead of them in everything. Having a great year.
Yeah, but even like he's got three more touchdowns. I mean, Chris, by the time the year's out, could it be that somebody has the same number as him or one less or one more?
Yeah.
It ain't like, oh, my God, he's got 25 touchdowns and the next guy has nine. Like, you know what I mean? Or nine
well,
less.
Well, I think what you're saying is if you – or maybe you're like, there's no way a receiver can ever be MVP.
I think
you're saying he would have to – his numbers would have to be –
off
the
charts.
Roof. Right.
Off the charts where you're like, you got 10 more touchdowns than the next receiver. Like,
well,
it would have to be so big of a gap, Chris, because to me, Cooper Kupp has one or two more touchdowns than the next guy, is that really like an MVP season?
Yeah. When you think of the running backs who've won it, they've typically had seasons that were far and away the best at their position.
Right.
Right. So there's that. And he's clearly having the best, you know, season at his position because it's not just the touchdowns, but it's the yards and you know, the receptions and all that. But Rob, and this Cooper Kupp is a all around receiver. Sometimes he's in the slot. Sometimes he's not. He can go deep. You know, he's a great route runner, obviously. You know, he does it all, though. He's got, I think, the most long receptions, 20-plus yards of
he's
any gotta
have the most
receiver
target
in the league. Yeah.
Stafford throws to him a lot.
Right. So, I mean, he's an all-around receiver. But when I do fathom a receiver getting it, and I don't even know if I'd vote in this case for a receiver, but when I do fathom what I'd have to see from a receiver, Rob, to consider him as the MVP or close, I'm thinking of a Randy Moss. Like, I'm thinking of a dude who's got blazing speed, and not just a Tyreek Hill, but blazing speed and height. Like, Randy Moss not only was the fastest dude on the field, Rob, but he was tall. And he could jump. Like, he could make you change your whole defense.
Chris.
Or a T.O. Terrell, where he catches a slant and take it 70 yards.
Chris,
a 9-yard slant and take it 70 yards.
I always feel that I was lucky in covering the Lions every week for 20 years, basically. But during that time, when he was with the Vikings. So I got to see Randy Moss play twice live every year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he used to kill them, dude. Like, I used to just shake my head at his speed, at just like you said, his leaping ability, his hands.
Could just throw it up there.
Yes.
In the vicinity, he's getting it.
Dante Culpepper, once a game, Chris, at least, would just be like on a go, tell him, go pattern. Just go. And just throw it up. Like, they would do that at least once a game.
Dante Culpepper, Rob, a lot of people might not even have heard it. He was looking like he was going to be a Pro Bowler the way he was throwing the football to Randy Moss.
They had some team, man. And Chris Carter.
Yep.
They had some team.
And maybe he was even a Pro Bowler with Moss, but it looked like he'd have a long, great career.
Dante Culpepper, right.
Yeah. He faded quick. But that's what I'm talking, like, it would have to be a dude, like I said, just a go route once a game. You throw it up, he's covered, and he's still coming down with it every time. Or a guy that's taking short routes and consistently, like every couple games, taking it to the house.
Right.
From 60. Like that, that's what because that would show, Rob, we talked about it being dependent. Well, once you catch it, if you catch a 6-yard pattern, and turn it into a 70-yard touchdown. Now that's not dependent. You just did it.
You on just your own, made it or happen, you just, right.
Right. If you just go up and grab the ball over two defenders because you outleaped them, then that's not dependent. That's just you. And so that's kind of what I'd probably have to see, Rob, from a receiver to really even put him seriously in the conversation.
Yeah, and I would like to go back and revisit it, but maybe we can check it out. But the year Randy Moss had with Tom Brady, how many votes did he get for MVP?
He didn't get in.
And he had an unbelievable year, Chris.
Right.
Remember.
It was fantastic.
And I'm just saying now, if Randy Moss gets no votes, or I don't know if he got any, Rob G, if you could look that up, that would be interesting just to see, Chris, how many votes he got, if he got any votes.
No, I can't imagine. Yeah, Rob G looked at it. Because
Tom Brady had 50 touchdowns, so I'm thinking Tom Brady got all the votes, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing Brady. I mean, Brady's won three. That was probably one of the years won it.
That had to be one. I mean, I can't imagine who would have won the MVP that year.
Right. Yeah, it's a good discussion, though. And again, Cooper Kupp's playing terrific.
To answer your question before we go to upcoming commercial, no, he did not get a single vote during that year.
And what were his numbers, Rob G? Do you have them?
I do not, but I can tell you, though, that he got 4 votes his rookie season when he exploded
on MVP.
The scene. Yes.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's how big of an impact he had, though. He was from day one.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that dude, people don't know. You see him, and he's doing well.
Anquan Boldin, and he played the Lions. And in the very first game of the year, can you believe this? Charles Rogers from Michigan State, you remember the receiver, Rogers?
Yep.
And Anquan Boldin, they was both their debuts in the NFL. And they both, had like 2 or 3 touchdowns and over 200 yards receiving, both of them. In their very first game, and look at the difference of the two careers.
Right.
It's amazing. But both of them, and Charles has passed. I mean, that is just, which is mind-boggling.
Right. And Rob, Moss, his rookie year, has 17 touchdowns. Kupp's got 14. And he averaged 19 yards a catch.
Right.
Kupp's averaging 13 yards a catch.
Do you see what I'm saying?
And the year with Brady in 07, Moss had 23 touchdowns.
That's he got no votes, Chris.
Right.
No votes.
Right. Nobody even thought twice about it. Like, it wasn't even like, wow, Moss didn't get any votes. It was no.
No.
They all went to Brady.
Yep.
Brady won it that year, Rob G. He had to be the MVP that year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, guys. Rob probably don't even care. That was the first year I ever started thinking Tom Brady might be the GOAT.
I don't care. Can we go to commercial? I don't care.
But seriously, I was, you know, he had, and you like to poo-poo around. It's just a fact. He never had great receivers before that. And he was winning Super Bowls and he was doing this. And I looked at it like, wow. Like, you give this dude a stud receiver and he's breaking records.
Okay, don't we have to go? I mean, come on, let's go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed.
Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Kevin Durant, let's go to the NBA. We started with the NBA with LeBron, and we're going to finish this hour and start this hour with the NBA as well. Kevin Durant, there's a story, and this was in USA Today. So there's an eighth grade kid named Jaden Moore, who from Minnesota. There is a video of him making a move in a game as a sixth grader. Now, he's an eighth grader now, but right. The video just came out recently. And he's doing a move, which is actually a really nice move, except it's a carry. It's a travel. Like,
okay.
I don't even know. He goes behind it, but it actually is not a bad move. He does it in a game, and he shoots a jumper, like a three-pointer after the move, and misses. And it began, I guess, kind of going viral. None other than Kevin Durant retweeted it, but wrote this blank stinks or this blanking stinks. You can fill in the blank, but this expletive stinks. And it went viral. Not only the video, but Durant's reaction. And the kid, when he heard, him and his teammates heard that Kevin Durant had commented on his video, they were hyped. Like, they thought, according to this story, that, you know, it's great, right? Kevin Durant responded, oh, my
God. Kevin Durant got your right. Got your
right. Right.
You got his attention, right.
And then they found out that he dissed the young kid. And the kid, to his credit, and I think his parents had a lot to do with it, at least according to this story, his parents talked to him. Like, his mom said she wanted to tweet out, why is KD being so mean? It's the week of Christmas. You know, and other, you know, other, a couple other NBA players, they weighed in as well, Rob. Isaiah Thomas, who just signed with the Lakers.
Right.
He said, horrible basketball, 3 exclamation points, shaking my head, SMH. Austin Day, who won a championship with the Spurs in 2014, said, this is just bad hoops, period. It's a little sixth grader. My goodness. And
that's right. Shocking by those guys. Seriously.
It's ridiculous. And the dad, the dad talked to his son, and the mom obviously talked to his son. And Rob, what they did, and they showed more maturity than Durant and the rest of these kids. Because when Durant saw it was going, like it was going viral, somebody tweeted at Durant, he's just the kid, champ. Like, you know, not disrespectful to Durant. He's just a kid, comma, champ. Durant tweets back at him, it's about habits, man.
Nah, stop it. So, you're not his coach.
Right.
You don't have to do all that. I'm sorry.
I agree. So the dad, what they finally did is they took the high road. Like Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high.
Right.
So the parents and the kid, they tweeted back at KD. And the kid said, thanks for the constructive criticism. I've grown from my sixth grade year. Maybe we can work on some stuff together. All love. Hopefully I can get to where you at one day. So what do you think, Rob?
He sound like the whoever wrote that, to help him put that together. That was the more mature.
The eighth grader was more of an adult.
Mature.
Than these players.
It's just... There's nothing wrong, Chris. I get it. You want, if you're at a basketball camp and KD is coaching and he says, son, that's not the way to do
right,
it.
Right, right.
I'm with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm with him. But it's just
even if he's harsher with it, like he's coaching you.
Right.
Hey, we don't do that here.
That's not like, good basketball.
Right.
I buy that. But to just comment on some kid who sent you some video and then to be down on him or belittle him, I just think that something's, I don't feel comfortable with that. I think that's, it would be like, Chris, somebody reaching out to us and he's in the eighth grade or sixth grade and he wrote a sports story column and he sent it to me and I'm like, what is this? Like, what kind of lead is this? Like,
dude, this is like, horrible.
This is horrible.
And you use expletives too.
Exactly. Like, who would do that? It would be like, man, okay, you want to be a sports writer or whatever.
Right.
You need to work on your lead a little bit. But I love your enthusiasm for
right.
it, that you want to be a writer. And I was just like you when I was in sixth grade, and I wanted to be a writer.
Yep.
And I went to college, and I worked at the high school newspaper, and I learned, and I got better.
Yep.
That's all. That's it.
A great analogy, Rob.
Right?
That is a great analogy. I mean, I'm with you. Like, look, the potentially trying to give Kevin Durant the benefit of the doubt, and this still doesn't make it right, but trying to understand maybe what he was thinking. Maybe, you know, when you get criticized so much on social media, and obviously he gets a lot of praise too, but, you know, I mean, LeBron, Steph, anybody in the public eye, especially one of these guys, gets a lot of love and a lot of hate. And he's on it all the time, right? So maybe when you get so much criticism, you become jaded and you just think it's fair game on everybody. And if I want to take a shot, I'm taking a shot and I'm, you know, everybody's fair game. Maybe.
Nah.
But I'm saying, bottom line, man, look, this is a kid. And just like you said it, Rob, just like it would be horrible for you or I to do that to a kid who wants to be a sports writer or broadcaster, this is terrible. They're terrible.
There's absolutely no excuse. Like, you're Kevin Durant and the other two. You're NBA players. Do you know? I mean, it seems like the kid, I don't know if he's just putting on a brave face, Rob, but can you imagine what that, I mean, if I was a kid and Dr. J, like, dissed me, I would be heartbroken.
Definitely.
Come on, man. What are you thinking? It's ridiculous.
I don't get it either. I'm with you. I just think there's a time and a place for everything. I remember, Chris, this is another one for me, when I was in high school, and there was a sportscaster in New York. His name was Warner Wolf, and he worked for CBS Channel 2. You know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
And he was a very popular sportscaster. He had a football show that came on, Chris, every Tuesday night, I think. And I got on one of his shows. And I think I've shown you the clip before, and I'm 16 years old, and I asked Phil Simms a question. Phil Simms was like a rookie quarterback for the Giants that year. It's a great clip. I need to put it on social media again.
I saw that. Yeah.
And my point is, so Phil Simms threw 5 touchdowns in that game. So my question was, I'm 16, right? You get to ask a question, Chris. I don't want to, like, freak out and, like, go blank and I don't know what to ask or whatever. So I said, Phil, do you think you could throw 5 touchdowns every week? Now, that's not a great question, right?
Not a great question. Like, not a pro would ask that. Right.
But I'm not – I didn't freeze up. I didn't stumble over my words, whatever. And Warner Wolf, he didn't go, that's a terrible question, kid. Right. What was that? He says – do you think you could get straight A's every week? And he laughed, right? And that was his response to it.
Right.
So again, he didn't belittle me for asking a question that I would never ask today or once I learned the skill, but I was trying to ask a question and not be nervous being on live television.
Right. He showed how to handle it. And KD could have tweeted something like, you know, hey, young guy, or hey, young brother, like, you know, that's a travel. You know, you can do better than that or something like that. You know, you could have let it be clear that it wasn't a good move.
Here's one, Chris.
It in a way that was constructive.
If you want to get here and play in the NBA with me, you're going to have to refine that move because that's a travel in this league.
Right. There you go. And here's I'll throw this out there as well, Rob, because KD said it's about habits, man. Okay. You criticizing random people for, you know, their bad moves and all that. How often did you do that with Russell Westbrook when he was your teammate making a bad decision? I mean, I'm just saying, did you do that? I doubt it. Seriously. You know, I we didn't see the fruit of it, that's for sure. You know, do you do that with Kyrie when he goes one-on-one?
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, like, come on, man. Like, if you going to criticize a little eighth grader, keep it real. And, Rob, to your point, I got my first summer internship in sports writing. Yeah. I hadn't done much sports writing at all, and I got this internship in Cleveland. And they sent me out. I had never seen a Radio Shack laptop computer. Remember
those?
Right.
Chris, never how would seen you know? Right. You had a typewriter before that. You didn't even know what that was.
You could see 8 lines of print on it, right? They sent me out to do a story. I did a terrible job.
Right.
And I went in the next day. The assistant sports editor tore me a new one.
Right. He said, this is
went
terrible.
Off on me, yelling people. And the door was closed, but, like, people in the newsroom could hear it, yelling, all that stuff. I had to man up, and I had to say, okay, am I going to crumble under this, or am I going to man
gonna get
up
better.
And do get better? But here's the thing. I was 20 years old.
Right.
I was a man. I was in college. Like, you got to deal with that. And that's a lesson for some of these, because I think sometimes this generation, Rob, they think everything's supposed to be all nice and peachy clean.
And easy. It doesn't work like that.
The real world, you got to be able to. In fact, to be honest, Rob, I think we actually need adversity at times.
Chris, 100%. Your story resonates with me. my first covering. I covered the kickoff classic. You remember the old first college football game of the year used to be played at the Meadowlands, the kickoff classic. I had never done, Chris, a running story. For people who don't know, you got to write the story as the game is going on.
Right.
And you send it in first without quotes.
As soon as the game's over.
And sometimes you have to write
like
a switch.
As soon, like not 10 minutes later.
Not 10 minutes later,
like
as soon as the game ends.
Right.
And you got to write like switch leads, which would be Rutgers winning and Rutgers losing. And you got to send them in before the game is over. Okay?
Right.
So I can still remember my first game doing this. And the guy from the desk calls me at the Meadowlands. And he, Chris. And he just, at the top of his lungs, Parker, get that copy in now. Bam! And slam the phone down. I'm 22, Chris. I'm like, what?
Right.
That was the last time he had to tell me that, though. You know what
I
mean? Like,
but that, right.
I
and
didn't
that's
know.
Life. And for you, young, look, everything is not going to be, you're going to be offended at times.
Yep.
That's just, offense is a part of life. I get offended sometimes, Rob. Everybody is offended. Everything, you know, so that's a part of life. But we were grown men. This is an eighth grader.
Right.
And the move, the video was he was a sixth grader. So I just, you know, I hope KD reaches back out to him in a better way. Because that's just, man, you Kevin Durant. You one of the best to ever do it. And this kid, hopefully he's all right.
Now,
but that
I
would
think...
be crushing.
877-99 on Fox. Rob G didn't have an issue with it. Rob G, jump in real quick, and then we want to hear from the listeners to see if they agree with you or they agree with me and Chris. Rob G.
Yeah, no issue at all with it. Kevin Durant.
You just mean.
No,
you just a mean ogre.
Kevin Durant and LeBron James and a few other guys have been very vocal on social media for years.
Has LeBron ever criticized a kid?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen him respond in comments to saying, what are we teaching people with some of these trainers and stuff like that? And I think Kevin Durant wasn't just talking about the move itself. I think he also had an issue with the fact that it was published by Overtime, which has over a million followers, that says, I don't care, this move is tough. So to your point, like you guys are saying about when you were younger and if you were publishing something and Rob Parker says, oh, that's trash, little kid, why would you put that out? This is the equivalent of a sixth grade kid putting out a podcast and he's saying, F LeBron James, he sucks, I don't care, he's trash. And Fox Sports Radio saying, I don't care, this kid's got a good opinion or whatever.
Hold on, is that what the kid... What,
no, but
how
I'm saying,
is that
that's
the equivalent?
Because what he's doing...
Did the kid put it out there I'm better than Kevin Durant?
No,
right.
What it is... They're not saying he's better than Chris Broussard or Rob Parker. What he's saying is, why are we glorifying something that should not be glorified?
Well,
this
say
is
that.
Trash.
Say that.
That's different.
But
you
that's exactly what he said.
Right.
He said,
right.
This
he didn't. He said, this blanking stinks.
And then he said, it's about habits. So why are we glorifying bad habits?
Please. There's all no... Right. I'm shocked that you, Rob G.
And you know what? If you were to read the tweets that quote tweeted that video, you have guys like Eddie Johnson who's been on this show. You have several other basketball... That this is terrible. Why are you sharing this? This is a travel and a double dribble.
Unbelievable. You got guys in the NBA doing that.
I'm just telling you.
That 99. You got guys in the NBA making stupid plays night in, night out. Do they criticize them on
no.
that?
No.
They get mad when
90%
we call them out
of these quote tweets are negative.
And Rob G., Child Protective Services is online.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was nice having you as our producer.
Right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.